I was born July 1st, 1990. I love that day, cherish that day. I love it. The reason I love that day is because my birthday technically is supposed to be August 21st. So you know how early I came. Reason being is my mother didn't want me. She had kids. I'm kid number six. So she wanted the first five, then she wanted the two after me, but she didn't want me. So she tried to go get an abortion, and she couldn't. She's $100 short. So by the time she got that money and went back to get the abortion to perform, couldn't get it done because technically I was able to live outside, and so they couldn't perform the abortion. So you can't get it done medically, you're going to do it yourself. That's when my mom got addicted to crack, went drinking on a drinking binge. She tried to do it herself, couldn't. So they performed the emergency C-section, of course, to get me out. I came out born addicted to crack cocaine. I was born in 1990, so they didn't really have a term for it at the time. So clearly I went directly into care from birth until the age of five. Age of five comes, my mom made a great act, made a great show to the state, got me back just to say every day, you know, I hate you. I wish I'd have got that abortion. I don't want you. All these other things. And as a young kid who longs for the love of their mother, that's not what you think you're going to hear once you finally get reunited back home. So I make it to about nine, and I get taken away again. And this time, I'm going to stay in foster care until I age out. So out of 18 years, I was in foster care for 13 and a half. My 18th birthday come, you know, that's the number that I'm pretty sure we've all heard throughout foster care, 18, 18, 18, 18. We have that date circled on our calendars. We have it imprinted on our minds. Some of us probably got it tattooed on us. 18th birthday comes. I wasn't blessed like some of the foster care kids are now. The system wasn't that good in Delaware the way that Presley Ridge has developed the program. I had an independent living worker, but it was just getting started, so no services were up and running. So I was told on my 18th birthday I had to be moved out by 12 noon. So that's what I did. I spent my 18th birthday moving out of my foster home. And I was told I cannot have no contact with my foster family until 6 months post-discharge. So with no family connections, bio family connections, I was just, happy 18th birthday, you're on your own. Luckily, though, I heard a few of you talk about family that's not bio. And I've come to learn that blood is not what makes you family. My family is enormous, just from everybody that took the time, that didn't have to show me the love that I'd never had, show me the love that I finally realized now that I was deserving of. It's hard. Michael said earlier that social workers don't understand. And Michael, I want to tell you, honestly, I agree with you 1,010,000%. That's the reason why I became one. That's the reason why I wanted to work with that age group that everybody wants the babies. But it's those who kind of know who we should be. We're the ones that get left out. We're the ones that don't get taken into consideration. We're the ones that aren't wanted. And those are the kids that I make sure that Presley Ridge knows. I love the teenagers. I want the teenagers. Bring me the teenagers. Bring me the preteens. I want the level five kids that everybody's turning their backs on. Bring them to me. I want those kids. And we come from a community where what happens in this house stays in this house. It was very frightening for me when I started talking about the things that were going on outside of my home. And for a very long time, I felt guilty. I felt I was the reason why I was taken away from my mother. All I did was answer a few questions at school. Next thing I know, I'm no longer with my mother. Even though it wasn't the best, she was still my mother, and I always wanted to be with her. During the 13 and a half years of me being in foster care, I can't count how many homes I've been in, how many group homes, how many park benches I done slept on because I ran away from the homes. The trauma that came from that, from the sexual abuse in the foster homes, from the molestation, just because you get older, it doesn't necessarily get easier. I'm also a very new parent. I guess I couldn't wait. I have twin girls that are three, and I have a son that's about to be two next month. I don't know what I was thinking. But I believe the trauma got reintroduced once I had my son. And I say that because I don't even know my father's name. So I now have to be what I never had and don't know what looks like to be. I do know this, though. Everything I've ever been through, every second of my life up until now, I would not change it for the world. I would not trade it. I would not be who I am and where I'm at right now without it. I don't forget. I have forgiven. Love my mother to death. She had an addiction. And unfortunately, the addiction won. It wasn't that she didn't. I'm able to understand now. It's not that she didn't love me. It's not that she didn't want me. She just wanted her addiction more. Fast forward. I graduated. I went to Delaware State University. And I was able to graduate with double major and minor. Psychology and social work. I minor in sociology. I was on academic probation for y'all that are about to go to college. I was on academic probation my whole first year. You're not allowed to be on academic probation your whole first year. Well, if you're on academic probation one semester, you get a warning, you're on academic probation again, you're suspended. I went to my dean of my major and I begged him I said, if you make me leave, I'm homeless. I have nowhere to go. I need this. I cannot go back a failure. So he said, okay, this is what we'll do. If you can tell me, promising me that you'll maintain a 3.1 GPA, I'll let you stay. I was like, sheesh, 3.1? I'm on academic probation two consecutive semesters. Clearly, a 2.0 was hard. So I was like, all right. I said, I'm going to do you one better. If you grant me another major and another and a minor, I will promise you I'll get nothing less than a 3.7. And if I do get a 3.69, you can take my major and my minor away. I was able to graduate college cum laude as a double major and a minor. And I heard somebody say something earlier about giving back. I believe that that is why we are here on this planet, on this earth. My faith allows me to want to go out and impact any and every person I can. I live my life every day being a person I wish I had growing up. So with that being said, I started this nonprofit called Our Boys, Our Men, Inc. And we're working with boys from 5th grade to 24. And we're teaching them the things that are not taught in school about the love and family and commitment and bond. And I even work with the kids through Presley Ridge. And I commend Presley Ridge. And when I found out about Presley Ridge, I promise you, it was in a very dark time, but my Lord works in mysterious ways. This is the only job that invited me in for an interview, which was weird because anybody that knows me knows if I apply for a job and I get the interview, the job is mine. Like, that's just the way it was. I went on 4 interviews and got told no in the interviews. And that was a heartbreaker for me. Mind you, I'm a new father, a husband. I need to provide for my family. So then my brother from another mother sent me this job that he went and applied for and said, yo, I thought of you and it sounds perfect. I need you to do your research on this. I looked Presley Ridge up. I called, I filled out the application, Presley Ridge, before my supervisor name's Tanya Johnson, the greatest supervisor I ever had. Honestly, I'm not just saying that, honestly. She's about Presley Ridge, not even just she. Everybody I came in contact with Presley Ridge is about the people, the ones that make up the organization, the ones that are working with the youth. She offered me the job, and I said yes. One, I needed it, but two, I felt like this was my calling. And now, because of her, the lives that I'm able to touch and the lives that touch me, once again, this doesn't get easier just because I'm old. I'm gonna help y'all. I'm probably a little bit older than all of y'all. I'm 29, and just because I'm 29 doesn't make what we've gone through, and I'll say we because I'm always a part of this population. We're always going to be a part of this population, and we have to embrace that. It took me a while to realize that it wasn't my fault, and to this day, I go around letting everyone know that will listen that, like you said, we're not bad kids. We're just people who needed a chance. And to if anybody in here are foster mothers, anybody that's here tonight in support of Presley Ridge, I need y'all to understand I thank you 1,000,001%, because without y'all, we would not be here. So I'm going to end on that note. I can keep talking.